Unlock the door to the apartment and welcome legendary director Billy Wilder and screenwriter I.A.L. Diamond at their scathing, satirical best. C.C. Bud Baxter, played by Jack Lemmon, knows the way to success in business. It's through the door of his apartment, by providing a perfect hideaway for philandering bosses. The ambitious young employee reaps a series of undeserved promotions, but when Bud lends the keys to big boss J.D. Sheldrake, played by Fred McMurray, he not only advances his career, but his own love life as well. For Sheldrake's mistress is the lovely Fran Kublik, played by Shirley MacLaine, elevator girl and angel of Bud's dreams. Convinced that he is the only man for Fran, Bud must make the most important executive decision of his career, lose the girl or his job. Heartwarming and heartbreaking, The Apartment won 5 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director, Best Screenplay. Movie-wise, there has never been anything like it, love-wise, laugh-wise, or otherwise. The Apartment, released by Kino Lorber. So I grew up watching Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau in the Grumpy and Grumpier Old Men movies, which kind of led me down a spin of like, okay, well, what else has Jack Lemmon been in? I looked it up, saw The Apartment, saw that it won Oscars, put it on one day, and ever since it's been on my rotation, like every year around this time. You have this guy who's trying to get promotions at work, trying to impress his boss, lends out his apartment to every guy that wants to have sex with a woman and come on over and have discreet relations with a woman at my apartment and give me a promotion. And this job's not very fun. It looks like it's just a normal desk job, office job, punching in numbers. He'll stay late while people are get the keys to his apartment and have women over and drink champagne and all this. And his neighbors think that it's Bud who has all these women over, who's this like Hugh Hefner type, who's having all these women over for casual sex and casual encounters. And it's not the case. Bud's not getting anything. He's only getting promotions at work. Then we meet the boss, Fred McMurray, who plays his boss. And he's your typical CEO type, big shot honcho. And he has a mistress too. Shirley MacLaine plays the mistress of this big boss. She also works at the elevator. Right away we get Shirley MacLaine and Jack Lemmon's chemistry in the elevator scenes. It progresses to where Fred McMurray takes Shirley MacLaine to Jack Lemmon's apartment, gets the key and everything, needs a place to, you know, and this guy's married. This guy's married, has two kids, has a wife, successful house, but, you know, he's still fooling around. So he goes, gets the key to the apartment, takes her over. Fran, so she wants to have a relationship with Fred McMurray. And McMurray's like, yeah, I'm going to leave my wife, going to do this, going to do that. He never does it. She becomes depressed. So while they're at the apartment, Fran takes a bunch of sleeping pills and passes out. She tries to kill herself. So she's literally, Jack Lemmon comes home, finds her there at the apartment, and is like, what is going on? He has to call a doctor. A lot of crazy, quirky comedy ensues. But we're dealing with some dark themes here. Like, Fran is really depressed. You know, she's being basically used as a side piece by this big business guy. And then you have Bud, who wants to be promoted, but he's also being taken advantage of too because he's lending out his apartment. Shirley MacLaine, Jack Lemmon, they kind of build their chemistry more as it goes on. He ends up, you know, saving her life. And essentially it leads us to like this grand finale where she has a choice. Does she go with Bud, Jack Lemmon, the nice guy, or does she go with the business owner guy, keep going on the string with the big business owner and honcho? Leads to this like fantastic conclusion on New Year's that I won't spoil, of course, but it's just so satisfying. And what Billy Wilder does, it's the writing, the directing, but mostly, you know, it's the acting and the characters, the chemistry from all three of the leads. It's such a fantastic classic, and I can totally see how it won all the awards. And from 1960, still holds up for today, in my opinion. The movie still holds up. This is a Kino Lorber 4K UHD. There's been several releases of this movie. I had an Arrow Blu-ray at one point, but this has never looked better, guys. This movie, it really, the black and whites, there's so much detail, so much more to the frame in this version. It's just, it's crazy. I feel like I was in the apartment, like, you know, hey, call me somebody over to hang out with. But it's just a fantastic transfer, one of the best of the year. The special features include commentaries, Inside the Apartment documentary, Magic Time, the Art of Jack Lemmon featurette. So a lot of cool stuff here. There's also a trailer. I love the old school poster that they used here for the front. What do you guys think about The Apartment? Have you checked it out? Let me know below in the comments. What is up, guys? Got some mail today from Vinegar Syndrome. Let's see what it is. It is, in fact, Roadhouse. As you can see, you got the swag from Vinegar Syndrome. Roadhouse front here, Patrick Swayze, the Double Deuce. It's that out of here. Cool neon lights on the black. Love it. Cool side. Roadhouse. Heck yeah, man. MGM title. Now Vinegar Syndrome release. Magnet opening here. There it is. Bar open late, as always. Patrick Swayze. Oh, this is cool. This is embossed. Slipcover's really nice. There's the 4K. Here's a picture. Oh, a booklet. Nice. Very cool. Dalton's the best bouncer in the business. His nights are filled with fast action, hot music, and beautiful women. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. That's what you're going to get with Roadhouse. Over the top. Madness. Oh, this is the gift set to get if you guys are into Roadhouse. This is the set to have. I can't wait to watch this transfer. Double Deuce. Jasper, Missouri. Oh, yeah. Look at that. The discs are there. Loaded with special features. I mean, look at a whole paragraph of additional information. Yeah, this is definitely going to be an awesome release. Can't wait to dive into it. Let me know, guys. Did you guys pick it up from Vinegar Syndrome? Let me know in the comments. I got to go watch a movie. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
The Driver, played by Ryan O'Neal, is the best wheel man for hire. His work in driving getaway cars are exhibitions in excellence, works of art. The detective, played by Bruce Dern, is the top cop of the force. Nobody he tracks down ever eludes him, except the driver. As the driver pulls off another job, the detective waits for him. But the driver has already planted his alibi and is one step ahead of him. 1978, American neo-noir, directed by Walter Hill, and starring Ryan O'Neal, Bruce Dern, and Isabella Gianni. What's interesting about The Driver is there's not a lot of dialogue. There's three car chases. They all take place at night. And characters just have generic names. The driver, the detective, the cargo, the woman. And this is a departure for Ryan O'Neal, coming off of like What's Up Doc, Paper Moon. This is a departure. He plays like this quiet, direct, to the point, badass driver. Sort of like a Steve McQueen type thing from Bullet. His communication is very physical instead of verbal. Bruce Dern, on the other hand, plays a detective. He's the one that talks the most. And he says some funny stuff in this. The detective is dead set on catching the driver. Not only does the driver start off with this crazy car chase that is awesome and a lot of POV shots, a lot of us like right there in the car, very fast paced cuts, you feel very much immersed into the driver's seat. But what's very interesting about this first heist is we're following this mystery girl. So she's not actually in on the heist. The robbers, the two men, actually run. She comes outside to see the driver and just kind of see what's going on. The crooks run past her, behind her. So she witnesses the first opening heist, and the detective is examining all these people. He brings in Ryan O'Neal. He arrests the driver on suspicion. He has people identify the driver, and they're like, no, it's not him. It's not him. And then somebody's like, the woman on the end would know, and it's the woman that witnessed the drive-off, and she says it's not him. The detective digs deeper into her past and is like, hey, you have a history here. You have a record. I'm going to use that against you if you don't tell me that it was him, because I'm going to take this guy down one way or the other. Bruce Dern is dead set on catching the driver. So much so that he catches this other group, catches them on their heist, and hires them to hire the driver, Ryan O'Neal, to do their next job for like $200,000 to sort of set him up. So the detective wants to set him up so he can catch him. So that leads us to the next chase. And then there's twists and turns along the way. When we get down to the big conclusion between the detective and the driver, it has an interesting twist that I won't spoil, but I just thought it was unique. This is a 4K UHD brand new release. This is the Zavi Steelbook that I picked up from Studio Canal. I love this artwork. Very cool. Very cool. There's the discs. There's Ryan and Isabella.
The transfer is amazing. It looks so good. So well done. I think the cinematography really evokes the time and the grittiness of the city. Like I said, most of it's shot at night, so a lot of the colors and a lot of the chasing during this through the city and all that, it really pops on the 4K transfer. Really cool special features on here. There's a new masterclass with Walter Hill and a new interview with Walter Hill. Both were very insightful as far as telling behind-the-scenes stories, what happened, how he approached it as a screenwriter, how he wanted to do a story about a wheelman, and kind of keep it very focused on what the driver and detective were going to go at odds here. And I think he pulled it off. So this is Walter Hill's second movie. The one we did before was called Hard Times with Charles Bronson. And so Walter Hill talks about his relationship with Charles Bronson, what he learned from his first feature bringing into the second feature, The Driver, and so on. So Walter Hill would go on to do The Warriors. He'd go on to do 48 Hours and so many other great movies. Have you guys seen The Driver? Did you pick up the new 4K Steelbook? What do you guys think about it? Let me know in the comments. And as always, this has been Return of the Disc. I'm Dan. For more Return of the Disc, visit returnofthedisc.com. Check out the audio version of today's show, available on all major podcast platforms. And be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel.